after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And it's another beautiful Thursday here in the show. Glad to have you all. You know, Thursday is the last day of the week of the show. Monday through Thursday, we do a big on here. We bring you some of the hottest news, hottest music, hottest mess, and even hottest energies as well. A little bit of everything right here in one sitting, man. So we appreciate y'all. And, of course, we can't do it without my co-host with the mostest in the building with me as well, my girl, Tara, the most game.
Of course. What's up?
Terry, I'm glad you're on the show today because I was getting nervous because I'm going to tell you why, because I had a special announcement I want to make to you, and I'm glad you're here today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All right, so I want you to just sit back and relax. You know, I've been thinking for a while, you know, our successes, you know, you're successful, I'm successful. And we both making a bunch of moves. You know, we both, you know, the top of our game and whatnot. You're beautiful. I'm beautiful. And, you know, Taryn, right now, right here in the air, for everybody here, I just want to let you know I want to marry you, Taryn.
Oh.
That's what I want to do right now, Taryn. That's what I want to marry you. I just want to know, you know, right here, I want your fans to know, my fans to know that, hey, I want to marry you.
Oh, my gosh. You joking? He's joking, y'all. He's joking. No, me and Sadie going to get married, though, y'all.
I'm going to tell y'all where that joke came from. Okay. And, you know, that's the same reaction that Taryn just gave. I'm pretty sure Nicki Minaj is going to get the same reaction when, if y'all been paying to the latest news, on MTV News, apparently, DJ Khaled decided to do a live proposal to Nicki Minaj. Did y'all hear me? Did y'all hear me? DJ
Khaled. That is
Khaled,
crazy. What is Khaled thinking, yo? That's crazy.
Yes. And I mean, and you listen to all the stuff he's saying. I mean, it's some real stuff. I mean, he got some good points there, you know. And some stuff is sounding a little, you know, it's like kind of crazy. But I understand a lot of stuff he's talking about. Like, hey, you two people are successful in the industry making some moves happen. And as far as, you know, being able to handle her success and be able to handle what's going on, he was saying that he compliments that, being able to handle that as well. And he's doing great and wooing, woo, whatever. But so that's why I had to get Taryn. I had to go ahead. I just see, because I knew Taryn didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
and I wanted to show you guys a perfect example of what how I personally feel the reaction is with the two of them. I mean, we haven't seen any reaction from Nicki Minaj or anything yet, and you know, I'm just wondering what is this really leading to? This, what kind of big publicity stunt is this leading to? And this is just getting more and more interesting as the plot thickens.
Yeah, same here. That is crazy. I'm just wondering what she's thinking. Probably what I was just thinking. Like, whoa! You know, like it just catches you off guard. Wow. But Khaled, though, that's what's creeping me out. Like, did they have a thing or something? Because that's just like, that just threw like a, hit me with a slingshot right there. DJ Khaled and Nicki, really? That's an irritating
couple.
I'm sorry. Him screaming, we the best, and her doing that. Oh, I'm a barb. That's irritating.
I know, people had me laughing. I seen comments of people saying, man, dang, are you going to tell me that two of the most annoying people in the world are can possibly be married? I know it's the end of the world now.
Yeah, exactly.
It was going in, man. They was not showing any remorse in the situation. They was just going left to right on it. So,
that's funny, though.
Man. So, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know to say this is real. I don't know how I feel this is real or not, because I can't, you know, what does that do? You just have to see as time unfolds, because I could be sitting here saying it's fake and some publicity stunt, but it might not be.
Mm-hmm.
So, heck, it's only time will tell. So, oh my
only
God.
Time will tell.
That was a trip. That was the thing news story for the day, man. I thought it was another one for all those of y'all know how, you know, of course I'll make this a news story. Because all y'all know I am a fan of those great Dallas Cowboys. Well, they made a big move today, big that big announcement. No, today they officially announced that it's no longer just the Cowboys Stadium anymore. Yes, it's no longer just the Cowboys Stadium. It has finally someone brought the name rights and have passed their name on top of the stadium. And congratulations to AT&T, as the Cowboys Stadium will be renamed to AT&T Stadium. So wow, man,
wow.
It's definitely crazy.
That's
after
it.
You know, of course, the stadium opened in May 27, 2009, and it is now July 25, 2013. You know, they didn't have the big name billing of who was going to own the stadium. You know, that's one of the big things when it comes to the stadium is getting someone to buy the name rights to the stadium, which pays a nice hefty price tag for that. So AT&T, after about four years, they decided to take on the responsibility. So big ups to AT&T.
Wow. That's a
success,
though.
Yes.
Definitely big
up AT&T. Yeah, man, big up to my Dallas Cowboys, you know. Making some moves, you know. Come on, guys. We got to make it happen, man. Make some moves happen this season. I want to see y'all going in.
Yeah. That's what's up, though. Right. Dallas, I like Dallas, though. You know, I don't know. Something about Dallas. I never had a thing against Dallas. Like, that's what, you know, people used to tell me before, you know, who do you go for? And it used to always be Lions and then the Cowboys. Like, that's what I used to roll with, you know. Like, other people I know would go for, like, you know, the Miami Dolphins. You know, you got your different ones. But for some reason, I don't know why I always like the Cowboys. I think I like the Cowboys, you know, of course, because of Tony Romo, you know. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I rock with the Cowboys, though. They cool peeps.
Yes, and plus we have 5 rings to talk trash.
Oh, here goes Teddy.
Yeah, you know, some of the haters. I would allow the people, and especially when it's a if you are one of the five teams that has never even made a trip to the Super Bowl, and you had the nerve to talk trash and say, when is the last time y'all been? When the hell have y'all actually been? How could you even bring that up if you haven't been? If we once you make a trip to there, then we can start that. Then if you have a win when you go there, then we can have another discussion. But even that's not a discussion because you still don't have five. You have five, buddy. You got to have five, at least five to talk trash to me. You got to talk about something, okay? Thank you. All right, so we'll go ahead and go to a quick music break. And let you know, today on the show, we got my girl, Tashina, a.k.a. CC Dawn, all the way from New Mexico in the building. So, came with the chopper for her.
Mexico.
Came out from the music break. New Mexico. Nueve Mexico. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to this by my girl, Remy, the franchise, the spoiler, then we'll be back.
Yeah, man. It's your girl, Remedy, the franchise. Step on for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Won't last if they ain't got cash. Cause I need to know, I can throw it in the bag. Tell me no, I don't understand that. But I'm so spoiled, he called me a brat. But we know I can put my own weight. I just like to know I can get his cake. Every day is my birthday. I just wanna blow it out like my birthday. Coming on a trip with my Louis bag. Then I thought about it and put my Louis bag. When they got my bestie down that bag. Used to mess my nails and a jacket on my bag. I'm so fresh, I got to buy it out. Look at my neck, I got to ice up. I show stop, so see what I'm felt. Plugging like mine, just bring the cash up.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop. But I never drop, so this free never stop. Feed for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my truck, I go
dummy.
I know he loves me, yeah, I know he loves me. When he get that paper, he ain't hiding it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with that bubbly. See me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a bouncer. He cover any extra cost if I got it up. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever come short, I'ma need both. Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall, just see what I see. New fits, I'm about to get lit. Try to hit Tim to get some new tips.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
I want that.
I get what I want.
Oh,
I get what I want.
Get what I want. She must not understand.
I get what I want.
Without a tantrum, I just for man. If you really boss, then lady, just the anthem. My pretty girls, break down, get your hands up. Stay jacked up. I'ma need y'all to stand jacked.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want. Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
She gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out whatever she wants, she can have it. I'm so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she fly out. She fly out.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
bitches getting paid. Every time a nigga been trying to do it, start studying. Still standing hard for you jealous motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah, I'm straight hard and the fans is my cut. Bitch, I'm a mad fan, you niggas is puppets. I come with the beat, fuck records. Live every day like it's Friday on Christmas. Yeah, I know a couple truckers get that shit from state to state. Get that money, get that cake, and then we go eat us some steak. Get my belly getting big, cause it's food up on my plate. Tell them sorry for the wait, I'm not usually late. Yeah, I smell like money, baby, won't you get a taste? I can populate the world with what I left up on the face. I am not usually here, I be somewhere out of space. Got that zapper on my waist, nigga, motherfucker, cake. I think it's Friday.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life That Does Live. It was your boy, City J, and girl, Tara Lamonsky.
Yeah. Back in the building.
All right, so, man, that was a quick little music break. We had my girl, Ruby, Franchise of Spoiled, and then more QP with Friday, which tomorrow is Friday. So, getting y'all geared up for Friday, man. It is what it is. Okay, and before I bring my person of the day on him, the interview we've been waiting for the day. And I just wanted to make an announcement. If you haven't seen our rating, this apparently is on the cover of Star. Kim Kardashian has apparently lost all her baby weight in 40 days. So I can check that out and see what's going on with her. So just thought y'all know y'all wanted to find that out. It was pretty interesting. I was like, okay.
Yeah, she lost it.
You know, I know I can't too much care less about it, but I'm nice every now and then. See, I have to be nice. I'm nice so I can balance it with my meanness of them. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
All right, so bringing our special guest in the building, all the way from Nueve Mexico.
Make
girl, Ducina, a.k.a. CeCe Doll. What's good?
What's up?
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hola.
How are you? Glad to have you in the building. Y'all. Hola, como estas?
All that good stuff.
How are you doing?
Well,
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are chilling.
All
right. steady over there.
I'm a little turned up, you know. It's almost the end of the week. It's the weekend. I'm almost here. I'm a little turned up, so, yeah.
I know. Today was my Friday.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is actually my Friday, so it gets real. It used to feel the same way. Well, no, I didn't. Friday was always a Friday for a long time now. So, big ups to that. Friday's coming. Can't wait. But, first of all, we're glad to have you in the building with us.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be
so,
right here. Let you know about my little place in New Mexico.
I know New Mexico, man. I saw another chick from New Mexico. Y'all got some beautiful women in New Mexico, including yourself, most definitely. I saw another chick from New Mexico, and I was like, it's ridiculous. But
yeah.
First off, go ahead and let everybody know, how you got into the industry, and also you got to let them know about your nickname, where the nickname Shishi Doll comes from.
Okay, let's see. I really started off, it was weird how I started. The lady who I started taking pictures with, I was trying to get my daughter into taking pictures, and she asked me, well, do you model? I told her, not really. She said, well, you should come to my studio. Let's do some shots. And her name is Crystal Van Carson. She's a real big name around here. She does a lot of the Miss New Mexico pageants and whatnot. She's the photographer for it. And she was a model herself, so she kind of taught me tricks and trades, and I got to watch her work with other models. And that's how I learned. And I watched her because she taught me expressions, your movements. She's real heavy into that. So that's where I got into the modeling, was from her about a year and a half ago. And my name came because I'm from Hobbs originally. I live in Las Cruces now. And when I moved here, everybody told me I look like a Kachina doll, which is the Indian dolls. I have a real round face. So everybody would tell me that's what I look like. My nieces ended up calling me Shishi instead of Tashina. And everyone just kept on saying, when I go, to Juarez, when we go, they call me a muñeca, which is a doll. So it just kind of stuck. That's where I got the Shishi doll from. Everyone says I look like one, I guess. I don't know why, because the Kachina dolls are like little Indian dolls.
Okay, I like that. I was like clever names and them coming from some interesting area, and I mean, like where they come from, the story. That's, I like this. It all, the story just made the name that much cooler. I was like, okay, Shishi dolls. So now that we know this, I like the story behind it. It makes perfect sense now. So most definitely. So, but what I want to talk about next is, of course, like you said, New Mexico. Being a person who isn't from New Mexico, only time I've ever been in New Mexico was when I was changing flights in Albuquerque. That's the only time I was in New Mexico for that little bit, for about 30 minutes or an hour. That was about as long as I was in New Mexico, and was in the airport. So for a person who's never been to New Mexico before, kind of let us know, the background as far as like how New Mexico is, the scene there, and whatnot.
Well, actually, you said you're in Albuquerque. That is our biggest little city here. That's the biggest place. And it's really not that big. Where I live now is the second largest place in New Mexico, which is really awkward because there's nothing here. We have one mall. We don't have anything compared to what everybody else has. It's really small. We're a little behind on things, but I've traveled a lot, so I'm not that stuck right here. We have a lot of, we're the desert, so it's real hot. It's not, we don't get rain that much. We've had a drought. There's been a lot of fires this year, kind of sad. Pretty bad. We've been burning because we get no humidity, nothing. It's really pretty. We have white sands, which is one of the perks. It's beautiful out there. It's nothing but white sand dunes. It's a good to go out there for a day, slide down the dunes. It's fun. You see the little lizards that are white that blend in. We have beautiful scenery here. That's one of the perks. And the food. Everybody loves Mexican food. And, I mean, we have about 25 Mexican restaurants here. We have no barbecue restaurants at all. We have, like,
none?
Movies. None. We don't have barbecue restaurants. They try to open, but they don't even stay. We don't get that. We have no soul food restaurants. There's no black food here, put it that way, none, besides Grandy's, if you want to consider that. That's
wow.
What they consider that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have it.
It's, so bringing like soul food stuff in there is like controversial.
It is. They half the time they don't really even know what we're talking about or what it is. I tell everybody I like to cook everything, so I tell them I make Mexican soul food now because I'm over here. I've learned how to cook all that, so I just mix it together. They laugh, but that's how, hey, blend the culture. That's how I figure.
Wow, you learn something new every day. I did that. Wow, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
That
probably,
is dope.
You know, we're going to start doing a poll. We're going to do a poll in front of how many states in the U.S. and not have soul food. That, wow, New Mexico is now one of the ones in the list. That's crazy.
Not right here. No, I'm trying to think of everywhere. No, it's so small. It really is. We have Ruidoso, which is really pretty. You get all the trees, the cabins, the forest. It snows. You can go snowboarding and skiing, but you don't see too many of us out there doing that because there's not that many black people in this area. Believe it or not, where I live, it's maybe 3% black people here. And that's mainly because of the college.
Oh, so it's a lot like Portland because Portland is like that too, where it's not
mm-hmm.
a lot of black. It's like, I think the last person told me it was like
2%.
I think that was a number that was told to me was 2%. If I remember correctly,
wow.
I was like, "Why?" And a lot of black people there is not. A lot of them are usually mixed, and there's a lot of light skinned black people. There's not a lot of like you're a dark person. You're a dark black person going there. You're like a hot commodity because you don't really exist
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah, and we're here. You know, we have a lot of mixtures. It is. If there is. It's a lot of, you don't see too much of black women who date outside of their race around here because there's not that many black men anyways. But if there is, they prefer the Hispanic women anyways around here. It's crazy.
Wow.
So you see a lot of mixed kids and the dads black, the moms are Hispanic for the most part because that's the predominant race here is Hispanic, Mexican, you know. We are a border area. I'm like an hour and a half away from Mexico, for real. All I got to do is go to El Paso, walk the border, and I'm already in Juarez already.
Juarez, yeah. No, there's a show I've been watching this, about that, too, the bridge, where El Paso and Juarez.
Oh, yeah. It's been crazy over there. All the killings, the cartel, it's been crazy. But it's, you know, it just depends on what you go over there to do. Nobody goes over there anymore, bro, because they're too scared. So that's where we used to go to party. That was the spot to go to, was over there, but not anymore. You'll come up missing our time.
The show does a lot. The show is pretty close to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. It's amazing. Sometimes TV can actually be accurate. Isn't that interesting?
Sometimes.
All right. Okay. So, next thing, you know, of course, you know, you talked about some of the photographers you work with or whatnot. And just looking at all the shoots you've done, what would you say is the best shoot you've done so far? I know you've done so much working in so hard. What's the best shoot and the best photographer that you work with?
I think the one that I just finished up, and they're not even done yet. We just did this boxing shoot, And it was pretty awesome. It was cool. We did a lot of extra stuff in the ring. And I'm a boxing fan anyway, so I went up there with my little boxing robe. And it's Queen of the Nile, kind of, my cheetah print gold. It's going to be pretty bad. But the one I just did recently where I have the red and it's kind of country, that was my first time really going fully Southwestern, because I did that at Coralito's Ranch out here, which is real big. People like to go out there and ride horses and look at the trails and whatnot. So it was real nice for the man who owns that to allow me to actually go into his house and where he lives and his little hall or whatnot, of his mess hall, as he says, for his workers. And he let me just use that and shoot all in there. It was pretty cool. He even let me use some of his guns.
Oh,
wow.
Let me use a gun? Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of everybody's friends. A lot of people that take that as one of everybody's favorite ones is that suit. That's what I mean. And, you know, we're talking about that, too, because with all the suits, which a lot of people, every time they look at the suits, first thing they say before they even look at you is like, wow, look at the scenery that you had to use. That, you know, how was that as far as it being as a model, having that, you know, having the access to so much scenery that's very exotic on a lot of, and definitely makes a shot stand out to be unique.
And, you know, a lot of people, I guess, to me, it's just normal because I see that scenery every day. So I'm just like, let's go over here, because I know that for a lot, it's pretty, it's nice. Everyone's like, that is awesome. I love that, because everywhere else it's different. So we went scouting, actually. We went around. I was initially at that shoot, I was trying to do this crazy mud shot, and we just couldn't find anywhere to make mud, so we just decided to go Southwestern. I'd have to switch it up from what we wanted to do. We were scouting for like an hour, 2 hours, just trying to find somewhere outside, and we ended up starting from where we started at. That's where we ended up. So
yeah,
I like,
I'm always blown away by it too. I'm like, man, the scenery is crazy.
And I did another one where we went, literally we went into Geary Springs, and you go hiking. You have to do a lot of climbing and stuff. So I had my boots, my hiking boots, and I climbed up the mountains with my heels over me. Put my shoes and whatnot on, and had to pose on top of the rocks and whatnot. It's pretty cool doing that because you get a little workout in. You get to see stuff, hike a little bit. That's always fun. Or over here to do, that's fun for us.
Most definitely. Okay, so.
Wow.
All right, so I gave you a chance to breathe. And, no, we got a little. We played a little nice now, but it's going to get real. So I hope you're ready.
I'm
so
ready.
Just sit there, get your mind right, because after you cut this music break, we're going in. So just sit tight. And Taryn, you ready to get after this?
I am.
All right, we're going to go for it. Boy, sit right. You see, no liners will be there.
Yeah. It's EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area.
Sexy me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay.
until the rain goes away. I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty and the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams without a squirrel scene. We bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses her tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk, it's faces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high. She teaches that firefight in school, so I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that out some fire. Wait, no light to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to use. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I'll be floating to the bank. I'll be on my cloud now, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same cheddar, Swiss and mozzarella. The top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, show me what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no light.
Don't do it, takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Back in the building. I'm Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J, your girl Sabre Lamoski.
Of course, all right. Of course.
We're back with my very special guest, Shashina, aka CC Doll. And it's that time, y'all. Everybody's favorite time. Turn up time with Taryn. Taryn, get up.
Yeah. All right. My first question to you is, what are your positive and your negative views within the modeling industry? Like, because I want to hear from your point of view because it's different because you're in, you know, you're New Mexico. So I'm just wondering, I'm curious, is it the same as how girls are here? Like, do you still see modeling like it's went downhill or do you see it as going in a more positive way? What are your views?
You know what? To me, it's kind of been personally on my end, it's been kind of hard. I've been trying to get out there, and I finally just got in with this group that's called the Etched Beauties, since we're girls with tattoos, that's why we're the Etched Girls, and it's with a Baboon Modeling Company, but it's so weird because I've tried to get in other places, and they prefer Hispanic women, Latina women. You know, the first thing they ask me is, are you Puerto Rican? Are you Dominican? No, I'm African-American. I'm black. Well, we're looking for Latina girls. So it's hard to try to get into things over here because what they're looking for. So for me, I think it's kind of biased over here a little bit. You should see the girls that they look for and the things they do out here. Nothing is toward wanting women of color. So that's why I've been trying to network other places, but it's hard because I'm not in Atlanta. I'm not in Dallas, you know, where there's people to network with who love, sisters. You know, they want to look at us. They want to see us. They want to put us out there. Over here, it's different. And when I finally got into this group, I was excited. I was happy because I was like, cool, he doesn't mind. He's going to get us out there. So I just barely got into this. We'll see, but still, the majority of the group is Hispanic girls, you know, or white girls.
Wow. That's crazy. And, I mean, that's the thing, and that's what I don't like, is because some people are so judgmental and they're stuck in their own ways. Like in the States. I mean, it's probably the same over there. They go for a certain size. So if you want to do high fashion modeling, you can't be a little wider. You know what I mean? You can't have no curves. They want you to be size zero, breast size, A cup, negative zero. You know?
Right.
Like,
just too tiny.
Yeah, that's how it is. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. But I know for a fact, if you were to come over here, you know what I mean, and then you do what you have to do and you tell people, oh, like, you know, I stay near Mexico, you know, whatever, that's going to be like, whoa. You know what I mean? Because when you hear that over here, it's like, wow. You know what I mean? So you can definitely, I can understand where you're coming from as far as it being hard. Now, when you get to where you want to go with the modeling, because you will, how do you see yourself and your images changing the industry and people's visions on art in a positive way?
Because I have quite a few tattoos. There's a lot you can't see because I got them when I was young, so I was trying to hide them from my mom. I was not trying to get in trouble at the time. But I've gone to school. I've gotten my degree. I work with people who are feds. You know, I work with feds. I work with probation officers on a daily basis. I work with criminals 24/7, but nonetheless, what I have on my body and who I am does not change my mind and who I am and what I do.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
Just because I am this appearance and just because I want to say, or just because I say I'm a model or I want to be a tattoo model, that's my goal. That's my thing. I like that. It's people, so you probably don't have a job. What kind of job do you do? Well, what do you do? They always want to look down on that side because you think of them as rebels or, oh, they got it because of this. But I'm not the girl who has all kinds of skulls on her and this and that. I'm not into that, you know. I'm not the dark type of person. My tattoos are things that what I like and art pieces that I like that I put on me. Like I have Dios de los Muertos tattoo on my leg, but she's black. She has an afro. Nobody has ever seen a black girl like that because they're all Mexican. But I'm in the Southwest. This is where I'm at. This is my culture. I've been raised in the Southwest. So it kind of goes. This is where I'm from. You know, I just personalized it because it's my culture of what I am. I am African American. I'm not going to put, you know, Hispanic chick on me just because, you know, I'm me. I'm real into my culture of who I am.
I definitely know that, And I could say it is harder, though, when you have tattoos because, I mean, I got tattoos as well. So, you know, when you get around certain people over here now, I could say tattoos are starting to get big, you know what I mean, depending on who you're dealing with. But at the same time, I'm in situations now to where constantly I have to cover up my makeup. Like, I have to cover up my tattoos with makeup, which sets me off. You know what I mean? But dealing with certain people, you know, you have to do that. And it makes me mad.
Right.
I'm like, well, obviously they're going to see it. You know what I mean? Like, this is on there. So, yeah, I can definitely understand that. But I can definitely see you prospering as a tattoo model. You just got to get over here.
I'm trying. I'm trying to network as hard as I can. I got to go. I've been here for a while, and I have family all through Texas, so that's where I want to migrate to. And once I get there, I have access to go to a lot of other places.
Yeah, and that's dope. That's dope.
Turn up.
Worldwide. She's worldwide right now on the radio too. You know, so that's another thing. So, hey, but how can you explain your style to everyone? That's what I'm itching to know, because you're so creative. I love creative people, like creative minds. They don't think simple-minded, because you get a lot of people over here to just do what they see other people doing. So I like you holding your own, regardless of them telling you, oh, I want Hispanic, I want this, you're still being yourself. So with that being said, how do you describe your style to everybody?
My style has a lot to do with my personality. I'm a free spirit. I love a lot of everything. I dibble and dabble. I try to. I'm just curious about things. So I've always been a tomboy. So I keep my tomboyish still, I guess, but I just put a little sexy to it, I feel. I still feel like myself. I don't over-sexify it because I don't think I know how to do that, but maybe I do it in my pictures to people. So I go with the flow of how I feel. When I get there, whenever I go places and I know where I'm going to go, I take a bunch of outfits. I don't even know what I'm going to put on when I get there. I'm just like, let me look around. I'll figure it out in my head. Boom, I'm going to put this together. Even if it wasn't what I had in my mind, I'm going to throw it together and see how it looks. And it just will come out right. It just kind of happens. Spontaneous about it a little bit.
That's what's up, though. So do you have any other talents that you see yourself, you know, pursuing in as far as, because I know a lot of girls, they model, and some of them just want to, you know, be a professional model. But when you get to that stage of modeling, do you see yourself, like, owning your own modeling agency or acting? Is there any other things in the entertainment world that you would like to pursue in?
Not necessarily the entertainment world. What I want to do is, I actually got this scholarship. I'm friends with a boxer, actually, and he gave me this scholarship recently to go to school, to cosmetology school, which I do hair on the side anyways. I braid, I weave, I do all the pictures that you see, the hair, I did it. Nobody has touched my head. That's all me.
Wow.
So my goal is to, through the modeling, I want to network within models and end up being the person behind. I still would love to model as well, but I want to do the hair. I want to do the makeup. I want to do the crazy braids with all kinds of stuff. I want to bring my vision of what I have in my mind to everybody else. And
yeah.
In turn, give back to my community, because over here, my parents did foster care, and there's a lot of African-American kids in foster care here that get thrown in places and they don't know what to do with them. You see them walking around and they just look horrible. And I'm like, you know what? I braid. You should let me do her hair. I'll do it for free. Why do you let them walk around like that? But they don't know what to do. They have no clue. So I'd like to give back to those kids with foster parents and do their hair. They don't know what to do. Why not help them out? I know those kids don't want to go to school looking like that. They see the other girls who, you know, they have their hair done. Why don't you get my, you should ask, but you know, they don't want to ask. They don't want to feel like they don't know how to take care of them kids. It means that it has nothing to do with you not being able to take care of them. At least let them look presentable, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so I want to give back to that, because we had a lot of foster kids and I did their hair, and when they came, they're like, oh my goodness, can I tell some of the other parents? And of course, why not? If I can help, I don't mind doing it. I like kids anyway, so you know, why not give back to the kids who need it?
Right.
Wow.
You know, I want to say something about that, too. You know, I'm just so blown away by you, because the stuff you're talking about now, this is why I started the whole I Am So Divine movement. It's people like yourself, because I cannot continually say how much every day I love dispelling the whole stereotype that is not modeling and being a model is not just about looking good and taking pictures and whatnot. In order to be on top of your game and get the respect and really be a name that everybody respects and get the community behind you, you gotta start giving back.
Right.
And a lot of people don't do that. They just, you know, they don't want to give back, and you tell them, some of the community is always, how much are they gonna pay me to do it? They don't just do it because they love the community or they want to give back. You, like you say, you do it because you love giving back. And a lot of people, it's sad to say that there's so many people have forgotten about that, that it's just always so beautiful. It's so beautiful and refreshing every time I see somebody who still is like that and still making some moves in the industry. And then that's why you make moves in the industry. Somebody said once before, when you know, the people who give back, you watch them and look at how and look how they continually make moves. Like the Raw Music does the fight thing every year. And he's still continuing to make moves. You can say what you want to say about him, but the dude's still making moves. And it's because he gives back. People going to support people that give back.
Right. Right. And
that's
why not cool. Give back if you can?
Right.
Wow.
Okay, you know, we're fine. You figure out your talent and hone into it and work. You see, yeah, you got down. I mean, I'm just real passionate about that. I had to make that comment because you really hit. It hit my heart. That's why I started.
Yeah, she is. She's very. I don't know, Betty. I feel like. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't probably throw out favorites, but you are one of like my top favorites, though, of like interviewing, because you are really mind blowing and inspiring. And so I love listening to people that are just optimistic. You know what I mean? And just so their mind is like everywhere. You know, I listen to so many people that sound so much alike a lot. You know what I mean?
Right. Thank you.
I like the fact that you're in the perfect environment. I got to come to Mexico because I'm not Puerto Rican in my blood. So I definitely want to go to Mexico to see how everything goes down, you know, because I heard about everything that's going on, of course, with cartels and whatnot. But definitely got to.
And I'm right near it, too. But it's still fun. We have El Paso, which is like 45 minutes away, and that's where we go to get turned up. That's the only place to go because we got the military. We have the base over there and whatnot. And El Paso is Texas. So we're just an hour away from Texas, just like 20 minutes away from Mexico. We're just super close.
Nice. It's a beautiful thing. Really is.
Oh, you got to answer the question, don't you, Terry?
Oh, the personal? Okay.
Yep, you already know. You got to get into it. You already know. You know what? She got a barrage of them coming to you, too.
I do. I have to ask, because we have, over a million or so males that are listening right now, and they are wondering, are you single or are you dating?
I have my boo thing. That's what I like to call him.
Okay. Boo-thang. But, okay, so my last question for you is, now, how do you separate your boo-thang and your personal life from your business life? Because sometimes I know it's hard to kind of manage them both. So how do you separate them?
It's pretty easy. I don't really have to have a problem. I kind of, he knows how I am, and everybody knows how I am. I like to go and do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, give you straight for it, and I just go. You know, he's real supportive in what I do. He doesn't really object or whatnot. He has his own thing going for him. So we're supportive of each other, I guess.
Wow,
it's not
beautiful.
That hard.
Okay.
That's what sucks. Yeah, because me and Terry, you know, Terry just, you know, accepted my proposal at the beginning of the show, so me and her are actually engaged now.
Oh, yeah. Me and Debbie Day are getting married. That's just went worldwide.
When is the date?
Actually, I got proposed to twice. Well, I think three times. Somebody told me to be an Instagram wife, and somebody commented on the status thing, marry me, and then Teddy Jay asked. So I told Teddy, yeah.
Well, then how can I get it like you?
Yeah, you know, see, I like it because I like it like I like the fact that her little beady eyes, I had to pinch them. So that was one of the things. And
oh,
she reminds me, you know, she reminds me of butterscotch candy. So.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, and lemon heads. She reminds me of lemon heads. I love lemon heads. I like sucking the sour juice off the lemon head. And that's what you're going to do. I like putting sour juice on top of the head. And juice on top of the head.
They have these jokes. I'm trying to tell you. Because when I talk to people, it's like, whatnot, they say Lamone, Perrin Lamone. But then I talk to Steady and the people I know around Detroit, and they always say Lemon. I'm like, oh, my God.
Lemon.
Lemon squeeze.
Lemon squeeze. Yes. Every time I say, I say your name, I just want to feel, I just want to get my Alamo. I swear, I remember I told Cece Doll that too. I thought she was an Islander. I said, oh. I thought she had some kind of Islander. And she was like, no, so everybody says, hey.
Everybody thinks I am something. I don't know why. Everybody,
most women are mixed with something nowadays. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of why it's so hard. Because, like, when I go places, I mean, I get stuff thrown at me all the time. I am multiracial, but I just can't stand when people come up to me asking me, am I Asian? Because my eyes are slightly slanted.
Girl, because you mixed.
Lord have mercy, I'm not Asian. Jesus, can you say one of the things that I am? You know?
I forgot I'm an Asian.
So, I can definitely feel where that's coming from. But at least that you're standing up for, like, who you are, though. Because I know a lot of females, personally, that I came up with to where now, all of a sudden, they swear they're foreign. And I'm talking about they not, though. I'm talking about ancestors straight from... from Africa, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, girl, I'm French. Bonjour, my girl. Just because you don't watch the French tutorial does not mean you're French,
Everybody wants to, but everybody wants to be something. It's because you think about it. Look at all the celebrities. A lot of them, they all say they are, too.
That's true.
You know, Halle Berry, Beyonce, those are the black women everybody looks at. Everybody swears Tyra Banks is, but I think she's not. Is she?
I don't think she is either, no. I think she was saying before, like Naomi, I think she's trying to say something before about Nigeria. I think really people put different races on Tyra, because I've never heard her say that she was mixed with anything. I just think that
me neither.
She's African-American, yeah. I definitely do.
A lot of people, I don't know. I feel like I'm not very light, you know, and I'm not very dark. I'm just chocolate.
I'm
like a Hershey bar.
Uh-oh. Got the Hershey's on the phone. Yes, Teddy likes the Hershey's.
Oh, Lord.
Gotta watch
it. Now, okay, so I got a question from the chat room. Shout out to I'd Be the Wise One in the building. He said he's only been to New Mexico once, and he told me to ask you if you have ever been to Azul's on South
I've been to Azul's. That is our so-called club here. It's a club. Sometimes it gets popping for real because the DJ Flitz, who gets down sometimes, but man, they love that techno house music. That's the only problem, and they be getting it in. I'm like, okay, I can only handle this for so long. I like it. You know, I love all music. So I can listen to it for a while, but then after a while, I got to stop. I had enough. But it's all right. It's all right. It's small. We have Azul's and Grams. Those are the only clubs we have here. And then we have club bars, which is Jose Murphy's and Q-Times, and that's connected to the Bowling Alley.
Oh, okay. So you mean like spots like... It's a bar, but everybody want to dance so much they don't turn it into a club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it is.
A lot of them.
Yeah. We don't, telling you, we don't do anything here.
He just clarified in the chat room, he said it's techno heaven. Oh, man. Okay, so as far as if today was your last day on Earth and you had to sum up, what would be the one thing you want everybody to remember you by, what would it be?
That, let's see, no matter what, I've always been a humble person. I've always tried to do good by everybody that I meet. I hate to burn bridges with people and just be the enemy to people, even though I don't talk to a lot of people just because this town is crazy. So, but still, regardless, I still try to be a good person, and I still try to say hi to everybody, even though they may not say hi to me. I just, you know, I smile and keep it moving. That's how you got to be. You know, just because somebody is mean to you doesn't mean you have to be that way to them. If you keep your heart humble and you're fine, that's all that really matters.
That's true.
Most definitely. And I appreciate that about you so much. You know, for me, and the reason why we do these shows, again, is not just to have beautiful women come to the show. I love having beautiful women come to the show. Who doesn't? But it's about letting people hear your story, because it's one thing to see a model, but to hear your story and what that goes behind y'all, it makes you that much more interested in you. Because the order for you to buy into you, sometimes they have to know a piece of your story to buy into you. And I think, you know, like with Taryn, because Taryn is on the show with us every, you know, Taryn's on the show, when she started doing the show, and more she started doing the show, a lot of people started, it started adding another element to her, because people started realizing, hey, okay, man, she's the bad chick that we saw that was on G-Girls, but no, this is awesome. But, man, she got deep mind, and as Taryn started becoming the show, she started becoming, she just opened up more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
That's true.
Just became what she is now. So it's I definitely appreciate her for coming on here.
Thank you for your help in showing us how to do it. That's who we're trying to
of
come
course.
Up. And you're already there.
Opportunities. Mm-hmm. This is a blessing, though, really, for everybody. I feel like it's a blessing for everybody to kind of connect the way it is, because look how we are now. You know what I mean? You're Mexico,
right.
Texas. You know, I'm in Atlanta right now, but I'm from Detroit. So I just think it's amazing. And, I mean, it helps, though, because when I used to do interviews, I really, to be honest, it sounds so crazy, but I really can't stand people asking me questions. I don't know why. Like, if you asking me, like, some crazy question or you ask me the same thing, I used to get irritated. And plus, because of past situations, I didn't like really talking. You know what I mean? But I'm such a fun person. So when I opened up, radio helped that. Now, you know, on talk show stuff is going. So it's just like, it's all learning, and you grow from everything that you do, believe it or not. If you're really into what you're doing, you're going to grow from it in some type of way.
Right. And that's
so,
my goal.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, and you're doing it. You're definitely doing it. Because right now, like, you know, I like original people. And a lot of people don't understand that they were born original. They come up trying to be who they see on TV. So the thing is, you being how you are, you're already, you know, a legend in the making. Your mind is already legendary. You have to see it that way. And now the world is going to believe it. That's all it is.
Thank you. I like how you put that.
No problem.
Yeah, especially I love the chicks that always go, "Ooh, I want to be a bad girl on Bad Girls Club." Okay.
Oh.
I mean,
they be driving. I can't even watch that stuff.
The ones that aren't is because they not even necessarily want to be a bad girl. They want to be themselves, and by being themselves, it attracted the producers and wanting to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So stop trying to be what you see, because I want to be on a reality show. Like, that's their admiration now. It's not even about, they just want to be a reality show. I want to be a reality show star. That's their big dream. Everybody has dreams. Can't knock your dream, but I'm just saying, don't just try to be a reality show because you try to see what they see on TV, and that's just so you can quit fame. It drives me nuts.
Hopefully they don't get spinoffs and be famous.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the one thing everybody, you know, like this quote, and I believe it's by Oscar Wilde or Wilde. I don't know how you would pronounce his last name, but I know it's Oscar Wilde, I believe. And he said, "Be yourself because everybody else is already taken." That's his quote. So that's definitely
that.
The truth. Yeah, that's definitely the truth. I actually live by that quote since I seen it. So. Definitely, definitely real. You just got to be yourself, though. You got to understand, I understand people see something and they get so inspired by it to the point to where, you know, they try to do it themselves. You got to think of somebody already did it. You know what I mean? Be yourself. Come up with your own thing. You're not going to get put on for rapping just like somebody else does in the same way and use the same metaphors. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's very smart to be yourself.
I try. That's all I can be, especially over here. I try to stand out by being myself. I think that's what makes me stand out to a lot of people. I'm not one to really follow the crowd and, you know, be like, oh, well, because such and such did it, I got to do it too. Not really. It's not how I go. I'm going to do it if I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around here, they've gone into this movement of, you know, the tattoos is big now around here, but everyone's just putting all kinds of ridiculous stuff. Well, why'd you get it? I just got this sleeve the other day. Well, what does it mean? Or why'd you get it? I don't know. You know, I was just taking a picture, so I got it. It's like, they're just throwing stuff on just to have it. You know, a lot of my pieces are things that, you know, I like the unks because Erykah Badu, I was into her a whole lot back then, and, you know, I did my research on what the unk meant and whatnot, so that's what I put on my back, you know. It's the Egyptian symbol of life and fertility, so that's why I got it, because what it represents and what it means. You know, a lot of people who my tattoos, and I have a gun with a heart and a bullseye, and my interpretation of it is a shot through the heart. You know, pain, when you have heartache, you know, breakups, it hurts. It's painful. And I have my brass knuckles on my side with the heart that's being stitched up. I have a thing about hearts as well, but that your heart can be broken, but it can always be mended. Somebody can come across and mend that broken heart that you have and things are fine.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I have my reasonings behind them. There's a lot of people who can't really express to you and tell you, oh, well, my tattoo means this, this, and this. It's just I got it because I saw it in the book.
Right. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people get things with no meaning.
Right. I got a shameless plug before we close out, too, as far as the special thing with CC Dog, K.E. Tashina. Of course, she will be... And she'll be in our magazine. She'll be in Human Cameras magazine. You know, the debut issue. So, y'all check it out, man. It's going to be hot.
Yes, I'm excited. I can't wait.
I'm excited, too. I'm excited because it was a headache. You know, Terry's been a big part of the project, too. It's been headache and a half going through this process. And as it's starting to come through more and more, it's starting to become what I want it to be because that's my thing. People know I'm very nitpicky, and when I want something, and when something's supposed to, if I want a product, I want a product to be the where at the end of the day, once it's out, I don't really have to question myself of what I put out. It's wild. He put it out, and it's what he wanted to put out.
Right. You like the work that you did. Your vision came to life for you.
Right, so y'all are just making it beautiful, making the project beautiful, and I'm just glad to have you in and whatnot. Definitely a blessing, you know. Really, a lot of y'all making what I wanted to happen this whole time, making it happen. And hey, that being said, I want you to let everybody know as far as your links, as far as I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff, how they can find
my. Facebook is www.facebook.com/CCDoll. My Instagram is just CC2320. My Twitter, I don't even really know because I don't use it that much. But just because you pinged me on it, I know it's always and forever T, but I just, it's not all together. I know there's an underscore in there somewhere, but I just don't know where.
Gotcha. It's always, not with an S, with a Z. The letter N, forever, is FOREVA_T. Bam.
There you go.
Got you.
Check me out. Check out those pictures. See what I'm about. You can put the voice and put a face to this voice.
Yeah, y'all definitely do that.
Okay,
thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed my love with you guys.
It's a pleasure too. We enjoy having you. It's definitely, you know, it's been a great this whole month. I love it. I just, you know, every freaking July, y'all remind me of why I do this, and I love it, man. Every July is model month. We got models all year round. No, I'm not even going to pick that because some people get that thing. There's models on the show throughout the year, too. But it just when July hits, everything is model this, model that, model this, model that. That's how we do it. The fourth annual Dust Model Month. So and I'm glad you all, so far, man, it's been a great month. I've definitely been very appreciative of the models that came through and made it hot.
I've been listening to them. I love some of the girls. I need to find them on that spot so I can friend them.
Yes. And just to verify, too, I know a lot of people can cheat. If you want to cheat and look at some, you want to see some of the models that have had interviews in here already, as well as be able to see the Dust Spot link, too, can cheat. You can go to www.IamSoulDivine, exactly how it's spelled, .com, and go there. You can go to each, and you can click on each model link and go to them. They'll show Dust Spot page to Dust Spot page to the Dust Spot. And then if they had an interview on here, they'll have a spot that it says Life of the Dust interview. It'll let you listen to the interviews right there. So that's how we do it, man. We try to do things a little different. You know, get the our biggest fans, a.k.a. haters, something to talk about. Is there something to talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so, okay, since they missed the show, Taryn, you got to let them know how they can catch the show.
All right, guys. You can check out the show at dustspot.com. Also on the TuneIn app. Don't forget iTunes. Y'all can download that for free and listen into the show. And also blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Just like that. There you go. So you don't have any excuse not to check out the show. And we tweet it, Facebook it, everything. So
everything. Google. I put it on Google.
Check it out.
And over here, people ain't know where it is. You can't not find. It's everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. All right. So I'm going to let Seamus plug time. This is the last show of the week. And I have doing Seamus plug. All right, so CC, you got anything coming this weekend?
Ooh, actually not this weekend, but next week I have a fitting and whatnot. We're doing a runway show for the Etch Beauties, and he ordered all kinds of clothes, so we got to go try on our outfit. And then I got to get ready for Epcom. We're going to do, I got to dress up like a anime person.
Also some cosplay.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
That's gonna be dope.
So you're gonna be like, are you like Sailor Moon?
I don't know. If I could, I'm really into this anime cartoon called Inuyasha. I would be him, but he's a man.
Yes, yes. Who you trying to be?
So I can't do it. I gotta figure out something.
Who you trying to be? Who are you trying to be for Inuyasha?
Him.
I like him
a lot. He is my favorite character. I love him. He cracks me up. So that's who I wanted to be, but I'm a girl. I can't be anything else, so I have to figure something else out.
You can always be not to go, maybe, but dang it, why can't I think of her name right now?
The lady he loved before.
No, the one who turns her cat into, her cat can change into a, she rides her cat sometimes, and she has a big, I don't know if I can think of her name right now. She's in the main crew with them, too.
It is Kagome. No, it's the girl who he used to like, I think. I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure.
That's Kagome, but the other girl is with him. That has a cat with her that they can both transform.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name right now.
I know. You got a nerdy name. So I feel really stupid right now. I'm like, so how the heck did you forget? Y'all know I'm over here. Y'all know how I do. I Google it. And I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm just seeing because I had to know because if I don't figure, if I'm lit now, I'm gonna be mad. So I had to look right away because I'm like, I had to look while I had a chance. I hate that. Now that you've done it, I didn't want to forget. Okay. Okay, Shango.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. She's cool. That is right. I may do her. Thanks for giving me a good idea.
Yeah. See, and you should in her transform mode, not when she's walking around her little boring outfit. So y'all just got us nerd now. See, models nerd out too. They not just make up in this all day. Some of the people that think that, but all right. So Tara, you got yourself coming up this week and next week.
I do. I'm actually going downtown Atlanta tomorrow, and I will be doing a fitting for some designers. I don't know. I would tell y'all who the designer names and stuff I dropped at, but I really don't know. But it's supposed to be for some big event that's coming up, so I'm going to, you know, try on some clothes. Other than that, my actual show will be dropping in August, and I'll be shooting another exclusive show on a private island. It's called Black Island. It's off St. Vincent Bay, Florida. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but I'll be there at Labor Day weekend. So turn up.
No, the weekend my birthday. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Well, I might have to, you know, pull some strings for real.
I celebrate my birthday all September, so you know, and since you're a September baby, we can't do it up.
And I'm a September baby too. Yeah, 24, Libra Nation. Even though you're a Virgo, Fetty, but
I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a winter baby.
My little brother's a Sagittarius. Nice.
All right, and as far as my shameless plug, we got on Saturday. Okay, so officially, yesterday I was told that starting Saturday and next couple of Saturdays, I will be, it's going to be a lot of Saturdays in August pretty much as well. I'll be DJing in Blue Moon in Louisville, so y'all can check me out there. Come to some of the Sydney Spin there, you know. You got the nightlife. If you're a person, you don't like being in the club scene necessarily. And that's Louisville, but you don't like being in the club scene necessarily. On Sundays, we do DJ Sundays in the park, in Cobb Park in Fort Worth. And that's a daytime event. You know, after y'all done went to church and got your meal in your system, you got plenty of time. We usually get it kicked off around 4 o'clock, try to keep it moving to about 7:30. So y'all can definitely come over there and come rock with us. And we get it in, man. You know, heck, you never know what's going to happen. Because, heck, we had one of the local radio stations rolling there through the park on last Sunday, 979. So I tell people, don't sleep on Kyle Park. You never know what's going to happen there. So definitely support you. You can't complain. Because people are complaining, well, black people ain't got nothing. We're the second largest park in freaking Fort Worth. I don't know about y'all, but the only larger park in us is Trinity Park, which is, I can't stand the park in there. I can't stand that you got to do all this extra stuff around there. But as far as Kyle Park, second largest park, and it's in the black neighborhood, and it's fully renovated, so you had no excuse not to support your own stuff, man.
Nice. Totally dope. Y'all make sure y'all go out.
Hey, all right. Like, that being said, man, I guess it's that time, everybody. Let you know in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a T. Oh, there's a C. Oh, well, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all have tuned in to another episode of Life in the Dust Live.
Life at the Dust Live.
J. Hey, you girl.
Thank you.
And our special guest, Tashina, a.k.a. Shishi Doll in the building.
Thank you very much for having me. It was fun.
All right. We're rolling on now, man. In the words of Chris Brown.
We are out. Bye, everybody.
Bye.